mobile. In 4RJN, where are you mobile and to?
I have my radio turned up. Say that again.
KN4RJN, this is John. Where are you mobile and to?
This is Scott. I'm over here on 85, just going under the Woodruff Bypass. Traffic's moving along quite well, I must say.
Up there?
It's 247 and next to Bolton. KN4, UBG, mobile.
For UGB, KN4RJN, you getting snow where you're at?
Quarter-sized snowflakes, lots of it.
RJN, this is John and Inman. We got, yeah, those big, big fluffy white flakes coming down. It's fairly heavy.
Yeah, on Fox, Carolina, man. They came from a lot of North Carolina schools right now. They call Greenville County schools off at 1:30 today.
Time for everybody to run to the store and get bread and milk, or in my case, beer and chips.
People everywhere buying up milk and bread.
So what kind of a meal can you make out of just bread and milk?
Bread. That's about the best I can come up with.
With the beer and the chips, you set the beer outside and keep it cold. Keep the chips inside dry.
I guess it gets bread and milk every time it snows or ice is over. Well, I ain't figured that one out yet.
Try, but hey, that's what they do.
One time, tell me you're in Gray Court, man. Been about, I guess it's been about 5 years ago now. It come a little bit of a snow over in Gray Court.
Spaghetti count with instead of bread.
I'd rather have spaghetti than just, you know, bread and milk, to tell you the truth.
The bread and milk is these people that are driving crazy. We got somebody doing 35 miles an hour on Highway 85. I thought 45 was the minimum.
Observe that there are two types of people when it comes to snow: those that don't know what it is and slow way down, and those that don't know what it is and ignore it and speed up.
Yes, sleet over here on 247 now, headed in above. Snow and sleet.
Stuff's gonna freeze this evening, so it's gonna be treacherous in the morning.
Early enough, and hopefully, I realize ice is ice, but having four wheels turning instead of just one is a whole lot better.
But it's still, like you said, ice is ice.
All them third shifters is going to be leaving in the morning when you're on your way to work. All them crashes is already going to be out there. There's a bad one a while ago down here on 25 coming out of Greenwood a while ago. Pretty bad one. There's a car sitting all the way across the road in the ditch, and there's two sitting in the road going all 2 feet. Big old tarp up on the top of the car. Trying to get somebody out of one of them.
Come back on out of here, guys. You guys take care out there and be careful and watch out for the crazy people.
It's not the crazy people that I'm worried about. It's the cars that the crazy people drive.
That's true. In any event, this is KN4RJN, and I am clear. You guys take care.
Not that way.
Turn on red meant no turn on red, and there are people turning on the red. I'm not exactly sure why, but they're turning on the red.
I've seen some crazy stuff in the last week, man. I was sitting at a stop sign over here by my house on 418 and Fairview Street. And sitting there the other night at the stop sign, a truck called 418 had a little trailer behind him. I was getting ready to take off, and I thought he was going to stop at the stop sign. He never did stop. He just came up to the stop sign at about 20 miles an hour and kept getting. I was like, oh, well, that didn't play a role up there. I told my wife, the last time I read that stop sign, I think it said stop.
You got to wonder about, well, let's face it, some people just don't want. They can get away with it, they'll get away with it. That's all there is to it. Because, you know, let's face it, you make a mistake once in a while, okay? If you pass up enough cars, you're going to see everybody goof once. It's when you see those repeat offenders on the way to work every morning. You seem to see the same people every time, and you see them do the same stupid thing every time to the point where you want to leave 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later just to try to avoid them. Especially the school buses, because I have to drive past the schoolyard every morning, and they will jump out in front of you. If they think they got half a chance, they're gone. But they got a couple of bus drivers. They jump out on the road, and it's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. Everybody does 50. Everybody knows it. They pull out in front of you and do 30. Especially in it. And I mind, if you got kids, I don't mind going 5 miles under the speed limit with kids because you got kids. But when you're going to get them, at least do the speed limit. Gee whiz. W1JE for ID.
Turn signals. off. Pick up by no means, but I mean, this thing weighs 15,100, 15,200 pounds. It used to weigh 17,000, it was 17,500, I think. I dropped about 2,500 pounds off this truck and stuff that we didn't have to carry anymore. But you take a stuff this big, I mean, it's a, I think, 500. Everybody tells me it's 3,500. It's a van style with a flatbed on the back. It's got the lighter rack and stuff welded on it, a bunch of toolboxes under the bed and on top of the bed. I do garage doors. You know, we haul a lot of heavy stuff. And what really kills me is when you're going down the road and this person in front of you waits till they get to the driveway, throws the brakes on, and hits the turn signal about 10, 15 feet before it's turning the driveway. And that's, you know, that's what really kills me. You know, and that's what causes a lot of bad accidents. And they don't seem to understand that. You know, well, it ain't but 45, 50 miles an hour down there, but yeah, they don't realize they got a locomotive behind them, you know, they can't stop.
Their mentality is, well, I can stop, why can't you? Yeah. You don't realize the weight ratio that you've got to slow down, the inertia that's involved. Yeah, I learned about that the first time when I put a Bobcat behind my Ford F-250, and I went to put the brakes on at an intersection, and I slowed down but did not stop. Now, luckily, there was nobody else going through the intersection, and I stopped with my front tires out in the air. I went, okay, you really got to watch what you're doing. And I don't think I ever took that Bobcat and a trailer on my truck over 35 miles an hour. And I was scared to death to follow anybody because I knew that if they stopped suddenly, there was no way I was going to stop them.
I've had that happen to me several times, man. Even in this truck, I've had people to, you know, be three or four car lengths in front of me and just slam on brakes, and I've had to cut out the other lane just to, you know, to keep from hitting them. Just luckily, nothing wasn't coming. And we was at an intersection one day, and we took off at the intersection, and I don't know what this car was thinking. You know, when we took off, the car that was turning, man, when we took back off, man, they slammed on brakes right before we got to the intersection. And there was a car getting ready to come across the intersection, so I had to take the left lane. I mean, I know I about gave them a heart attack, but nobody didn't have a wreck, you know, but I would have eaten the back end of the other car because I had an 8,500 pound forklift on the back of the trailer, not counting the trailer weight and the truck weight. I know I weigh, you know, probably about 3,800 pounds probably with the trailer, the truck, the whole nine yards.
My biggest pet peeve when people driving is when I go for the yellow light and the dude in front of me chickens out. God, that just irritates me to no end. No, not really. No, I understand that. There are times when I'm putting on my brakes and I'm looking in my rearview mirror thinking, I hope the person behind me can stop as fast as I do because the idiot in front of me decided to slam on their brakes. But, you know, I've tried to learn to drive in front of the car that's in front of me, so at least I can anticipate what might happen.
Anyway, I'm kind of adapted into that, too. I mean, you know, I've had three cars get totaled out in wrecks, and neither one of them's been my fault. It's always been somebody else. I mean, that's the worstest thing, is somebody coming up and hitting you in the rear end. My wife was over in Gray Court right off of 101 and 385 right there. She was getting ready to turn on a side street, making a left. The guy come across the bridge coming from Woodruff, headed into Gray Court down 101, running 60 miles an hour in a 35. Well, she comes off the interstate, makes the right, and then went to stop to wait for the car coming to take the left. And when she got ready to pull out and take the left, the guy knocked her all up in the bushes. He put the tail lights of the car all up in the back seat. I mean, it didn't even look like it was a trunk back there. It was a Saturn 3 300, XL 300 or something like that. Just a little four-door car.
I remember sending my daughter out in my truck the first time when she got her driver's license and wanted to drive out on her own and go to her friend's house. Well, we weren't going to let her drive Mom's Mustang. That was definitely out of the question. So she had to drive Dad's truck. And as she was driving off, I said to her mom, I says, well, if she hits anything, she's safe. And anything hits her, she's pretty safe. So I feel pretty good about that. Let's hope nothing happens. And fortunately, nothing really did happen. Nothing ever. She's been a good driver. Did have a major accident. I did when I was younger, so she thought I was going to be really mad. These things happen. I'm not mad at you for the accident, as long as you're okay. She was, so. Yeah, people just don't understand sometimes. You have to almost experience it in order to understand it.
That's where my wife was. I mean, she thought I was going to kill her for the car. I told her, I said, you know, I'm not worried about the car. I'm not worried about anything like that. I said, the only thing I'm really worried about is you. I said, you know, as far as that goes, I can buy another car. I said, as long as you aren't harmed, I said, you know, his insurance will pay the car off or whatever. You know, I said, I ain't too much worried about that. But in the end, I still got hoodoo because, you know, a lot of the places don't pay you to carry gap insurance, you know, and I done figured that out from the last three accidents, and, but anyway, I mean, it, you know, that's the main thing, as long as nobody don't get hurt, you know, the vehicles are replaceable, but a lot of the newer vehicles today, I don't like them. I mean, it's like a soda can, you know, soda can with wheels on it. I mean, it's just waiting to be crushed.
Looking at the snow, I've been driving from over off on near Malden, heading back towards towards Taylor's, and I've noticed that the snow gets larger and smaller as I drive along. So I'm going to assume that that's when the snow is heavier, it would have been raining harder, because right now I'm getting just real tiny flakes over here off of, where are we at, 29 and Taylor's.
Yeah, I'm right here coming back up 247 out of Bolton. And I'm probably about 4 miles, 5 miles from Highway 25. And the snow is starting to pick back up, starting to look like quarters again. And when I got down close to Bolton, I didn't have no snow. I had sleet down there. And, but I'm right here at the Holiday Dam Road right here, about 5 miles away from the intersection, you know, 25, starting to pick up pretty good. The ground and the grass and stuff is starting to cover over here. You can see it in people's yards and on the house. So I'm headed back to Fountain Inn myself, see what it looks like that way. And depending on the road conditions in the morning, I might be going to work, and again, I might not be going to work, depending on if they call it or not. But, we'll wait to see how it goes. If everything freezes, we probably won't be working tomorrow. KN4, UBG.
We'll make it to work tomorrow, unless the snow's 3 feet deep. But the snow's not even sticking over here in Taylor's. If it was to stop right now, you'd have thought it was a good rainstorm, but we got nothing sticking right now.
I mean, it's sticking over here. I mean, you can start seeing the grass and the fields and stuff look white. You know, I mean, it ain't accumulated to a lot, but I mean, you can tell it's on the ground. But, it's starting to pick up a lot harder closer I get to 25.
I was going to say, it had something to do with the snow. As long as it's still raining in the morning, there wouldn't be any ice on the road, but, oh, that's right. Which direction is this coming from? Is this coming from the north or from the east?
Well, it looks like it's coming from the west. It's coming out of the west, but going like northwest, it's coming down that way. Is the way they showed it today. I guess it's actually coming out of the west, I think. It looked like it might have started out over around Texas or somewhere, and it kind of rolled up the coast. But the snow was actually moving county south. I'm very surprised that we really get any of it. I mean, it's snowing here right now. It looks like 50 cent pieces. I mean, it's big.
West, coming from, well, we got the snow the way it's drifting down. It looks like it's coming down from the north on us, but it's not really heavy-duty flakes. It's just small little stuff. It doesn't even, I don't even see it even attempting to stick anywhere, not even on cars that have been parked for a period of time. Oh, well, some places are going to get it and some aren't. Like you say, it's the ice in the morning we got to be aware of.
Hey, Mike. You getting snow over your way?
Yeah, there's some white patches around the house. The roofs are turning black and cars and whatnot. I'm on my way to work.
Roger, I'm coming up 247 here, fixing to get on 25 to 418 right here. I kid you not, man, it's snowing as big as... It's snowing as big as 50 cent pieces over here right now. I wouldn't hurt to say there's a lot of it as big as, looks like silver dollars. I mean, there's some big old pieces.
New Harrison Bridge Road, heading out towards Piedmont, it's coming down pretty good.
But it's this side of town, it's coming down pretty good, definitely. I mean, I'm looking down 25 toward Greenwood, and I can't even see about to the dollar store down there, maybe. I mean, it's coming down pretty good over here right now. I'm fixing to be making a ride on 418 here.
I'm home, and I will catch you guys again probably tomorrow afternoon if everything goes right. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, clear.
Well, man, I'll ask you a little later on. I'm fixing to be home here, and I got about a 20-minute ride out of me, probably 15, 20 minutes. But you have a good one. We'll catch you again tomorrow evening, hopefully. I've been pretty quiet here lately because I've been in Greenwood. Ain't been talking too much down there. Don't have good service. But I say 73, so you have a good ride to work in the morning, and we'll catch you later. Yeah, it's Church of God right here. And I'll tell you, I wished I could do a video, but it's kind of hard to hold that phone up. But there's some of these flakes, man, it's huge. It's coming down. I mean, if it was snow like this all night, we'd get some.
The dream on Fridays are bad for me because if I can't work on Friday, I can work on Saturday, so I just seem to go ahead and go to work. But I wish I'd have started this morning and handled this pretty good. That'd have been a nice, unexpected day off.
Well, a lot of the schools, man, I mean, it makes me, making me wonder. I mean, you know, Greenville County let out at 1:30. North Carolina's canceling their schools for tomorrow. So, I guess they're getting hammered up there right now.
Yeah, that's how it is. I checked this a little while ago, and I didn't see any business closures, just churches and schools. So, there you go.
It's a drop-off pretty cold right now, this stuff and stick. I mean, it's actually hitting the road. You can see it on the road. Or if it keeps up like this, you know, it's going to be pretty thick on the road. Creeping up
418
here now.
500 feet of LMR 400 in my living room.
I wake up Saturday morning and drop that antenna and it's snowing like this.
And wait.
I'd still be up on the tower dropping the antenna. See how far I can see where it's snowing from. No more. I mean, you know, they like it was, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. So what me and my partner were talking about in West Virginia, he's been the most they've seen the past 4 inches. You know, in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Is it Michigan or Canada? Or Alaska?
That's some serious stuff there. I think I like it right here. I mean, we only have that one snow a year, but with the way the climate's going, I think we're going to see less and less of it.
Something like that. I lived over on Highway 14 at the time, right there behind the Super Bowl.
and had to go to work that morning, and first been helping them clean the roads up. Drove all the way to GSP over there to where the lay down yard was, to where the motor grader and all that stuff was sitting at, and then my foreman didn't show up that morning, so I had to turn around and drive all the way back home in that jump.
The trees had rained in a long time. I remember we used to get that, and the trees would break, the power lines would break, and I remember the last time we had anything like that.
That's a long time, man. That's what me and my wife was talking about. I think it might have been the day before that. We was talking about that, you know, I mean. Yeah, I mean, that was the thing, man. Freezing rain, you know, coming the evening time or whatever, and overnight it baked trees and everything else down. We was talking about that the other day, and I hadn't seen that in quite some time.
The gas station, let's give me a picture. I'll answer later on. Well, good evening. KJ4, KJ4, WMO, 73.
Well, man, well, you have a good one. Well, I'll answer you later. KJ4, WMO, KN4, UBG, 73s, and we'll catch you a little bit later on. UBG, arrived at the destination. It's QTH, and I'll be clear.